It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin promised a swift recovery from his country's summer wildfires. In some places, whole villages burned down, and now the government is rebuilding at incredible speed. In fact, the government is moving too fast for some residents who are starting to feel a little less like people and a little more like stage props. NPR's David Green explains.
There was talk that Prime Minister Putin might suffer political fallout from the deadly fires in Russia. After all, there were questions about whether Putin had changed the way the government manages the forests in a way that made the response slow. But a month ago, Putin began an extraordinary campaign to help victims and to repolish his image. One highly publicized event had the prime minister standing in the burnt-out village of Verkhnia Veria, 300 miles east of Moscow. He told frightened residents, "Before winter, your houses will stand again." And 4 weeks later, the village is alive with construction crews. Whatever was left of old brick homes has been cleared. In their place, dozens of tidy yellow houses, many of them nearly done. In less than a month, this rural Russian village in the forest has been transformed into the kind of tract housing you see in American suburbs. As Anton Averin put it, this could not be happening faster. He's a deputy governor in Putin's government. The prime minister's personal visit, he said, did give builders a sense of added responsibility. And by October 20th, the new village will be complete. Houses with gas and water for the first time. Furniture from IKEA, all courtesy of the Russian government. Meanwhile, Russia's state-run media likes to play up how the prime minister is personally monitoring the progress. Putin ordered cameras to be installed in many villages. You can see, there are the cameras, the deputy governor said, pointing up to the tops of telephone poles. There's one, two, they're everywhere. In fact, this village does feel like a movie set, until you meet shaken residents like Natalia Pietak. The 58-year-old woman barely outran the raging fire that wiped away her house. Her brother's house up the street, also destroyed. They both stopped by last week to see their new homes going up, and they were not impressed. They had a choice: sign up for this government program and have a new house within weeks, or take a compensation check and do it yourself.
After the fire, we were all in shock. We were just happy when they said they'd build houses. It's good they're doing this. But first, they should have talked to us to find out how we wanted our houses built. They promised they'd talk to us individually, but that never happened. They're building without us.
Her brother, Alexander Firstov, said the foundation on his new house looks so weak it will likely sink in the spring rains. But angry as he is, he's blaming local officials, not Putin, who, he said, will surely come back and order these houses built again. He'll say, "Break this down," Firstov said, and they'll do it. Other communities are recovering more quietly. 15 miles through the forest is isolated Yuzhny. It's like so many tiny villages across Russia. There are mostly elderly people here who worked for the railroad or for a factory and now live on pensions of just $200 a month. Here, the factory, the restaurant, the pharmacy, all closed long ago. In truth, this community was already dying, and then fire swept away what was left. 62-year-old Galina Dronova tried to stop the flames, standing outside holding a picture of a Russian Orthodox religious icon high in the air. But the flames swallowed her house. The government offered her a house that's being built a half hour away in a field with Putin's cameras filming the construction. Doesn't strike her as a very warm community. But what choice does she really have? "I'm just not going to fight it anymore," she said, standing in what's left of her village. She added, "I am going to miss this place." David Green, NPR News, Moscow.